Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. A couple things coming up on the show. First of all, 8 o'clock, Guns N' Roses tickets. That's right. It's not 1986, and I have Guns N' Roses tickets for you. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Stephen Jenkins of Third Eye Blind. They are coming to town. They're here March 10th in Oakland at the Fox Theater. So we'll have tickets for that, but we'll also get to hear him perform a song live here on The Alice. And at 9 o'clock... one of your 10 chances to get in the running for this incredible Disney vacation. Adventures by Disney's England and France vacation.
Jane and I were talking about going on that trip.
Yeah, how that goes.
We both can't wait.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. This is a big trip. This is not just...
it's huge.
It's
8 days, 7 nights, London and Paris.
Big value.
Damn.
I don't know that I'm allowed to say the value of it, but I was told and I was like, whoa.
More than 20 grand?
Close to that, like right in that range.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a really pricey.
It's a big deal.
It's a big trip. You want this.
Only 10 people are getting qualified. Every day this week, 9:05 and 5:05.
Jane and I will be your chaperones, as far as I know.
I'm sure that's true.
Right. Jealous?
You know what? That's like using The Secret. If you keep saying it, you manifest it, it'll happen.
Right.
I am jealous.
Can you hand me that?
Not jealous the way you are of Stephen Jenkins and my relationship.
Oh, but, yeah. This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app you can get on your phone, and then you can listen to your radio anywhere you go. You're not tied to your car or that thing.
What thing?
The hockey puck looking thing at your house.
Oh, sure. That go.
Right.
Home assistant. Right? Mm-hmm.
Although you can listen on that too, just ask it.
Sure.
And it'll put on Alice and then
say,
play
hey,
Alice for you.
Play Alice at 973.
Right. So, anyway, radio.com. Okay, so the coronavirus continues to be a thing where we're at now. As of Tuesday afternoon, that's yesterday, more than 23,000 people had been infected and nearly 500 people have died from the coronavirus. 11 cases have been reported in the United States, including 4 in the Bay Area. Two planes with 350 evacuees from Wuhan, China, the epicenter of the new coronavirus that has sickened, as I just stated, thousands and killed
500,
landed early this morning, apparently, at Travis Air Force Base in Fairfield, where officials plan to quarantine the travelers for 2 weeks while they are monitored for symptoms. They say they'll be put in a... they're not mixed with the people that are working at the base. They'll be put
Are they mixed with each other? I was actually thinking that if someone was on that plane and wasn't infected and someone was infected, like, let's not lump them all in together.
I don't know how they do that exactly, but they say here that the people who work at the base, the military, they're not the ones having contact with the evacuees. Federal health officials handle all the care, transportation, and security for the evacuees.
Oh, I see. So it's like a CDC thing.
I guess.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, this is a big deal.
Yeah. Huge deal. We do not need this breaking out here.
Well, and this goes farther than just that story. As you mentioned earlier, two cruise ships have been ordered into quarantine as our death toll has hit 500. Thousands of passengers and crew on two cruise ships in Asian waters were placed on quarantine.
Oh, my God.
So they're going to be parked for a while.
So people definitely tested positive on those ships. I had heard this morning that they, you know, which sucks for the thousand other people that are on there. And now you're there on close quarters on this freaking boat. I mean, I assume they're going to be feeding them and watering them. And
China's National Health Commission said that the 65 people that died yesterday is a new daily record.
Oh, boy. Let's not set any more daily records in this thing.
So, anyway, and on top of that, One of the big issues we have upcoming is the world will be gathering very soon for the Summer Olympics. Mm-hmm. And so now...
Oh, my God.
Tokyo 2020 is becoming a serious concern.
Right.
Can we send all of our the world's greatest athletes to one spot and hope that they can all get back safely without having contracted the coronavirus?
When does that happen? In July, August? When does the...
I don't have the date in front of me. It's 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Two jam-packed weeks of games. There's no question they put a lot. It's almost like they go around the clock.
In July.
Okay. I mean, we still have several months. And I think, didn't you report that they're working on a vaccine? What, they tried one and it didn't work, but now they're trying more stuff. I mean, you know, our best scientific minds, I'm sure, are all over this. We need the Olympics to happen. Come on.
The World Health Organization has declared this outbreak a global health emergency and have not yet called it a pandemic, although that is...
That's the next step.
More likely.
Yikes.
To be where this goes. I'm tripping on it because...
Yeah.
One of the things I'd been hearing as surfing has now been entered into the Olympics as an Olympic sport, you hear a lot of the guys who are going over there to compete, as proud as they are, as excited as they are, the Fukushima nuclear meltdown from 2011 or whatever it is, that's the water they're going to be surfing in.
Mm-hmm.
So while they're, you know, not being warned that they should not go, there's already that concern. And then on top of it, you're looking at the coronavirus being a pandemic by that time later this year. Sketchy.
It's pretty crazy.
I'm really excited. I like the Olympics.
Yeah.
And summer is fun. I love all the track and field stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love that surfing and I think skateboarding's in too.
Oh, is that so?
I think so. Hey.
That should be interesting.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
It's a big deal for sort of fringe sports that...
Right. There are a bunch of stuff got in this year.
Right.
I like the horse stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's something for everybody. Anyway, that's the latest on the coronavirus, everyone. Macy's is closing SF Tech offices, and 1,000 employees, it looks like, have been let go. So if you know people who work at Macy's... The department store chain is reportedly closing 125 of its least productive stores over the next 3 years. We all know that one of the stores in town went down. It's like there was the Macy's store on Union Square, and then right across the street was the men's store. The men's is gone.
Yeah. The main Macy's is still there?
Yeah. They're saying here more than 800 employees and about 200 contractors work in the San Francisco building at 680 Folsom, and a lot of these people will be offered severance and an opportunity to reapply for jobs in New York and Atlanta.
Oh.
But if you know someone who works at Macy's, you might want to take them to lunch sometime here soon.
Start networking, everybody. Yikes.
Things are tough.
You can reapply. Our company's going down, by the way. The ship's sinking. Hop in this other ship.
Move to New York. Yeah,
sure.
Oh,
right.
Us,
let's make a major life change and stay at Macy's. No offense, Macy's. I like Macy's.
I do too. A new study ranked the biggest cities in the country from the best place to celebrate Valentine's Day this year to the worst, based on things like average Valentine's Day dinner costs, florists, jewelry stores per capita. The best city is San Francisco.
Yeah.
Number one.
Oh, that's great. That's got to be sfgcjm.com.
New York City, San Diego, Honolulu, and Las Vegas lost as San Francisco won. Number one. Best place to celebrate Valentine's Day.
It's a romantic city.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The number one thing women want for Valentine's Day, according to this survey, is chocolate. Followed by a card and flowers. The number one thing guys want is to be laid.
Mm-hmm.
Severely laid.
Yeah. Say that right there in the story?
It doesn't, I would like to be severely laid.
Mm.
Bryn?
Yes, agreed.
Severely laid.
I see.
Severely.
I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. He'll get it that day, though. It's a Friday. It just happens to fall on the right day.
Oh, coincidentally, it's going to happen, but that's got it.
It's not because of any made-up holiday.
All right. Well. How about a fast pack?
I love fast packs. You know that.
We talked about Bill Murray yesterday. His commercial for Jeep, the Groundhog Day commercial, was like the number one commercial from the Super Bowl.
Ad meter made it the big one.
People love him.
Sure. Lovable.
And this will only grow the love, I think.
What did he do now?
Bill Murray agreed to do the voice of Garfield because he thought the script was written by Joel Cohen, the guy behind Fargo and other critically acclaimed movies. It was actually written by Joel Cohen, the guy who wrote Daddy Day Camp and Cheaper by the Dozen.
Oh.
He didn't
two
find
different
out
screenwriters named Joel Cohen
until after the fact.
Oh.
That he agreed to do a movie written by the wrong Joel Cohen.
Oh. But is he good in Garfield? I mean, is he just amazed? Does he crush it?
I don't know. Who saw it?
I didn't see it.
Nobody saw it. That's the problem.
That's too bad.
Can you imagine?
No.
Joel Cohen.
All right, I'll do it. Sure. It's great. Guy's a genius.
Later he finds out this is not.
There's more than one Joel Cohen.
Right.
Well, that's a hard pill.
Crunch.
That's funny. That's a good one.
Oh, I should have done these. Sorry, I did this out of order. I'm so stupid. The San Antonio Zoo is running a promotion this year where they'll name a rat after your ex and then feed it to a snake.
Oh.
Cost $25. And you can watch a live stream of it happening on Valentine's Day.
And then send it to your ex?
I guess.
So, but you could do that for anybody. Like, I could do it for someone I could do it for John. He's not my ex.
They're also doing one of those name a cockroach after your ex deals.
Oh.
They say this has been popular for years.
And do they write the thing on its carapace?
It's 25...
Don't do it. That's the hard outer shell of a beetle.
A carapace.
It's like a hard outer, like a exoskeleton.
It's like an exoskeleton.
Yes. Oh my God.
The carapace is.
Carapace.
It'll be $25 if you'd like to watch a snake eat a rat named after your ex. And it's $5 to get a cockroach and its carapace. I don't know if they paint your ex's name
carapace. It's not worth it unless they paint the name on the carapace.
How about a text? Our text number is 800-400-3697. Love to hear from you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for letting us, your family and fans, know what's going on. We talked
as
about
much
it
as this, we
yeah,
can.
As much as we can. We talked about
you can
it earlier today.
Listen to the Lost 30. We talk about Yuzette's departure and what we can say about it.
Right. Wow, during the Shannon Doherty story, you actually said her name repeatedly instead of saying she a bunch of times. I think you guys are starting to get the hang of this gig.
Well, it's been almost 23 years, you know. We're working hard on it. I do. People have bitch slapped me about it so much that I just, once we start talking about someone, I don't feel that we need to, I am trying. I even try to like refer to what the title of the story is. Like this, what the subject is. Here's what we're talking about.
Thanks for noticing. New Hampshire has primaries, not caucuses. Iowa has caucuses. Okay, whatever. The point is that's where they're headed next.
Yep. Exactly.
I apologize for not using the...
The election cycle circus has moved to Cowhampshire.
Mm-hmm. Yay, Brian.
Maybe that's you, Bryn.
Or Brandon, maybe. I'm not sure.
Oh,
I agree. I change the station whenever S&V go on and on about Survivor.
Oh, it is me.
Boring.
Shut up. Why don't you just watch it with us? Let's all watch it together, you guys.
I'll give it a shot. It's coming up next week, right?
Yeah, and this is a good one. This is for $2 million, and it's 20 of the past winners from the 40 seasons.
You'll have to explain to me how it all works, though, because, you know, it's my first
time. It's not difficult. It's not complex.
All right.
Watch the thing tonight. They're going to do the moments, you know? They're going to highlight the 20. Oh, my God.
You got it.
Sarah.
Kill you. What?
Front butt means something totally different. That means your belly fat has dropped to your crotch and looks like a butt.
No, this is a new thing. that we found out at the Super Bowl, which is when you shoot a lady's upwards into at a lady's crotch with your camera, and you can actually see it, and it's not called front butt. Did I call it front butt? Because it's front ass. That's what we've got. That is someone's ass displayed pleasantly from the front. Mm. With just a little...
I found a picture of what they're referring to, though.
Oh. So. Oh, boy. That is like lower body cleavage. I mean, that is hot. Damn.
MC Hammer lived in the Fremont Mission Hills, not Oakland.
Okay, whatever. Thank you for clarifying.
Right.
We didn't have his street address. East Bay.
The point was he had a giant mansion.
$30 million house.
Right. No more. Oh, mm-hmm. And someone else wrote he lives in a modest home in Tracy now.
Oh.
Here it is. MC Hammer had a mansion that you can see from the 680 freeway in the Fremont Hills. Now lives in a normal three-bedroom home in Tracy, California.
That's got to be weird to have MC Hammer be your neighbor.
Well, you know what? I bet you while he's super bummed that he lost all that money, and yeah. I also think that there's some relief in not carrying all that he'd, you know.
Now he could just be.
I live in a normal home.
Right. I don't have a 200-person payroll.
Right.
It's amazing.
How did I let that happen? I don't know. Right. I said yes to way too many things.
It just seemed like the money was never going to stop. Can't touch this.
I mean, you do hear, I hear this quite a bit, that you hear this about footballers, you hear this about in pro surfing as well. There are people who are carrying family.
Yeah. Yes. The family falls apart.
Forget about, you know, all the hanger-ons that end up trying to get in on that and what ended up happening to MC Hammer. There are people who are like, yeah, I've got six family members that I support.
Mm-hmm.
I go down, everyone goes down with me. So that's something.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of those people were actually his family and how many were just people he knew.
Well, even if he had a gigantic family, probably not all 200 of them.
Right.
You know, I'm going to guess that he had some friends who were like, this is amazing, this thing that's happening to us.
Right.
You keep singing, buddy. You can't touch this. In the 8 o'clock hour, I actually want to go back and listen to the new-ish Third Eye Blind record, Screamer. Well, because we have Stephen Jenkins coming on, so I want to let's refresh our memories for Screamer, which came out in October. And then if I can get to it, I'm going to talk about Kevin Hart. There's a couple things about him about his accident that he was in.
Did you freshly apply lip gloss?
I did not. I put this on this morning.
Uh huh. Look at you getting ready to kiss. Stephen Jenkins.
First of all,
like spent all the time in the bathroom.
That's what she was up to.
Freshening up.
Fresh face and makeup.
I gotta say, Sarah, this jealousy thing, not a good look.
Oh, really?
Not a great look, Vinny.
You look great.
Sarah and Vinny. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.